Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The Bible is not strictly a chronological book, although many parts follow a timeline. Instead, it is a progressive revelation, as Isaiah describes it, quote, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Chapter 28, verse 13. That means the first time an idea is introduced in the Word of God, it often lays the foundation for that idea through the rest of Scripture. This provides one indication of the importance of this chapter, because in it, we are introduced to three of the biggest ideas in the Bible. Here we find the first mention of Lamb, a theme that climaxes in the book of Revelation with God's little Lamb on the throne. We also find the first mention of love, which Paul tells us is the greatest thing in the world, 1 Corinthians 13:13. Interestingly, it's not romantic love, the love between a man and woman, but the love of a father for his son. That should be no surprise, because the fountainhead of all true love can be traced back to the love of God the Father for his dear son, united in the bond of the Spirit. And it isn't very far into the story until, as we watch Abraham and Isaac climbing the slope of Moriah, we can see a much larger story unfolding, with another father and son climbing the same mountain to the place of sacrifice 2,000 years later. Thus we see another idea here clearly stated for the first time. Although the Hebrew word shacha occurs a few times earlier in the sense of bowing down in reverence, here it is clearly the idea of worship, verse 5. Worship is the highest occupation of the human soul, the enjoyment and appreciation of God Himself. May every one of us live at the crossroads of love, the Lamb, and worship. It's where we will dwell forever.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.